study that I'm presenting is working toward describing how we need to improve our articulation of spiritual health so that it offers a clearer description of the state of health being defined and that it's useful for measurement purposes. Okay. In 1986, Larry Chapman put forth the first definition of spiritual health, and in 1994, Stephen Hawkes put forth the second definition. Although these definitions are intuitively accurate and consistent with the literature, they lack the structure necessary to empirically validate the state of health they define. And these definitions have been criticized. The definition of health that I'm proposing develops foundational theory and definitional structure to address the problems of limited application and measurement. So I'd like to read the definition that I'm proposing. Spiritual health involves a lifelong developmental process toward non-duality, motivated by deficiencies in the human spiritual needs for faith, community, honor, love, joy, life lessons, and life work. Spiritual health is defined as a spectrum rather than a static state due to the ever-changing process of maturing or developing during times of stress, human suffering, life changes, or life events. Greater satisfaction of the spiritual needs for faith, community, honor, love, joy, life lessons, and life work indicate higher achievement of spiritual health. Poor spiritual health is evident as greater deficiencies in the fulfillment of spiritual needs. The points that are important here of the overall structure of this definition is that spiritual health is a developmental process. It involves meeting needs. It's a spectrum. It's not a static state. And that need fulfillment changes in the process of maturing during life events. The purpose of the study that I'm presenting was to evaluate the accuracy and the applicability of the sub-definitions of spiritual needs that are used here as markers for measurement. I'd also like to read, there's also a continuing structure among the sub-definitions. So each sub-definition of spiritual need describes the fulfilled need as a state of health and suggests a balance or reciprocation as a method to achieve need fulfillment. So the spiritual need for community is the human need to feel a sense of belonging, supported, and protected. The fulfillment of the spiritual need for community involves the development of reciprocal relationships that are mutually supportive and protective. The spiritual need for honor is a human need to self-determine, to feel respected, and to have dignity. The fulfillment of the spiritual need for honor involves conducting oneself with respect and being respectful of others. The spiritual need for love is the human need to feel and express caring attention. The spiritual need of love is fulfilled through thoughts, words, and actions that communicate the caring intention that is innate in the experience of love. The spiritual need for love is reciprocal in that it is both being cared about and compassionate toward others. The spiritual need for joy is the human need to feel freedom and excitement associated with living in the moment. The spiritual need for joy presents as a balance between self-regulation, limitation, focus, and training, and limitless freedom of expression. I have three more, stick with me. The spiritual need for life lessons is the human need for growth, particularly to outgrow victim consciousness. The fulfillment of the spiritual need for life lessons is learning to cope by taking responsibility. Thereby, the spiritual need for life lessons is reciprocal, as the fulfillment of this need requires embracing difficulties as growth opportunities for both self and for other. The spiritual need for life work is the human need to feel valuable and to experience meaning in our lives. The fulfillment of the spiritual need for life work is expressed as using one's gifts and talents in such a way as to provide meaning for oneself and value for others. And finally, the spiritual need for faith is a human need to feel at peace, at one, whole, or to feel comforted. The fulfillment of the spiritual need for faith involves the attainment of wisdom. This process of developing wisdom involves balancing or reconciling knowledge based on experience and an awareness of what we do not currently know or cannot know beyond human comprehension. Faith is a belief in a higher nature of our existence that leads to the experience or knowledge of an ultimate reality of transcendence. Should I go on? Okay. So, building on Abraham Maslow's needs theories to develop measurable markers of overall spiritual health provides structure for empirical measurement. Developing sub-definitions of spiritual needs that describe the state of health being defined provides clarity for empirical validation. Developing balanced reciprocation model that is from alternative therapies provides instruction for fulfillment of each need. And building on articulations of need fulfillment from world religions offers religion-specific instruction for fulfillment of spiritual needs, i.e. an interfaith approach. So here's the study. We did a random telephone survey of Hampton Roads, Virginia residents with a very large population, with a very large number of respondents. We had 870. It was administered by the Social Science Research Center at Old Dominion University, Norfolk, Virginia. The Likert scale survey that was used was developed under the direction of Dr. Lou Lombardo, the chair of sociology at Old Dominion University. The survey asked respondents if the sub-definitions for each spiritual need is accurate, if the structure of reciprocation or balance for each need was accurate, if their religion provided instruction for fulfillment of each need, and if each need was important, which in social science research is extrapolated over a population as an indicator of universal application. Okay, so our demographics, again, 870 was the number of respondents. We had primarily a large population of females, adults over 18. We had 18 to 92 respond, high education levels, and as you can see, mostly Christians. We were pretty excited to see that we did have a representation of the five major world religions. That's a typo, 0.9, not 9.0, of other. So, the first data table shows percentages of respondents that agreed or strongly agreed with statements identifying descriptions of each spiritual need. So as you can see, 79 to 99% of people agreed, thereby helping to develop the accuracy of the language in describing each need. So this is your column of total of people that said they agreed with the languaging. I added these two columns, frankly, because I thought it was interesting. Again, you can see the other group was 19. The people that said they didn't have a religion were 86. That's almost 10% of the people we surveyed said they didn't have a religion. But as you can see across the board, we have 98, 100, 93. They're very close. Do you want me to go back too fast? Okay.
No, you're doing
All right.
Great.
Okay.
You're doing great.
Okay. I got to turn my page. Excuse me. The next data table, again, shows high percentages. 69 to 97% of respondents agreed with statements describing the structure or balance for each need. I like to highlight joy just because it's, I think everyone should have more. Okay, this data table shows responses from the question, does your religion provide fulfillment of each spiritual need? Again, high percentages, 87 to 94%. And, of course, this column was dropped from the computer-generated questionnaire because they said they didn't have a religion. It's not appropriate to ask them if their religion provides, obviously. Ready? Okay. And the last data table shows percentages that agreed with statements for universal applicability. So as you can see, 69 to 98% agreed that spiritual needs, as described, were important to them. So the limitations of the study, there's design limitations are self-reported cognitions. It's hard to determine when you present someone with a definition if you introduce their cognition or if they had it previously. And the limitation of the conclusions, obviously, we had, although we were fortunate enough to have a representation of the five major religions, there were very small numbers of respondents from non-Christian religions. That should say non-Christian, not minority. Okay, the general purpose of the study was to move forward the discussion of spiritual health for improved measurability, for accuracy of what the construct was intended to measure, as well as to engage a discussion about world religions as patient sources on matters pertaining to the human spirit. So, what are the next steps? In the hospital setting, there is a need for patient satisfaction. We need to provide an atmosphere of trust, respect, and caring attention. My future projects involve investigating the applicability of spiritual need fulfillment in the hospital setting and developing a spiritual assessment tool based on spiritual need fulfillment. This study supports an articulation of spiritual health based on need fulfillment, which can be objectively measured.